Friends, waffles and work, or waffles, friends, work. A Parks and Recreation fic, written by Margot Kim and read by Let's Go Friday. Summary. Over the last 3 days, Leslie has eaten over $200 worth of waffles. It's either out of joy or nerves, Anne's not quite sure. What she is sure of is that as a friend and a medical practitioner, she should probably find out what's going on before Leslie shotguns another bottle of syrup. Over the last 3 days, Leslie has eaten over $200 worth of waffles, either out of joy or nerves. No one knows for sure. Leslie's brain is almost impossible to understand from the outside. Anne even had to confirm with Ben and Ron that this is, in fact, excessive. By now, Anne doesn't even understand how Leslie can stand to eat anymore. She barfs them up and then she keeps going, April had said, but Anne makes a blanket assumption that everything April says is a lie. But at a certain point, as a friend, and more importantly, as a medical practitioner, Anne decides that she has to intervene. The point is lunch at JJ's, around waffle number 6. Anne slaps Leslie's hand away from the syrup. No, Leslie. Leslie looks back at her with her big wet eyes. I need this, she says, or more faithfully transcribe, I need this, since the words got a little muffled through the waffle she'd shoved in her mouth. Literally an entire waffle, rolled up and shoved it. It had been like watching a snake eating a mouse. You don't need this, Leslie, Anne says. You will have a heart attack and you will die. Leslie scoffs. Bits of chewed waffle spray across the table. Which even Anne, fluent in Leslie by now, can't translate. Taking advantage of Anne's momentary confusion, Leslie grabs the syrup bottle and clutches it to her chest. Her eyes have the manic look of a particularly high sugar high. Anne puts her hands up. She knows how to pick her battles. Usually she doesn't pick the ones where it looks like Leslie's willing to gnaw Anne's hand off. For the record, Anne says as Leslie poured syrup directly into her mouth. That is disgusting. Leslie gives Anne a gently pitying look. All right then, time for the trump card. Leslie, is this how a member of the United States House of Representatives should act? Leslie chews for a long time. She swallows. No, she says reluctantly. Anne reaches over and grabs Leslie's sticky hands. Come on, Representative Nope. You've got to leave space for all the food at your going away party. Well, parties. All planned by Leslie. There was one for the Parks Department, one for the City Council, one for the entire local government, one for Galentine's gang, one for any members of the public who wanted to shout one more bit of abuse before she left for Washington, one for her close friends, and one extra for anyone who couldn't make it to the other ones. Which one do you want me to come to? Anne had asked. Leslie stroked Anne's hair. Oh, you magnificent, ignorant, blooming desert cactus. All of them. Leslie just nods, which is a bit of an underreaction. Between the sugar and the knowledge that she's an elected official of the United States of America, Leslie should literally be buzzing. You know you can always come back to Pawnee, Anne says. Anytime. You're representing the district we're in. Visiting is literally part of your job. Yeah, and duh, is this civics class or something? Leslie snorts, and it sounds like she's choking. Methinks the lady doth overpossess the misunderstandings of meself forsooth. Leslie always sounds fake British when she's nervous. It's an insanely specific tell. And insane. Anne smiles as reassuringly as she can, and Anne is a nurse. She smiled at people while removing wine bottles and wristwatches from their ass. Her smiles are super reassuring. It's going to be great, Leslie. This is what you've always dreamed about doing. After a moment, Leslie gives her a little smile back. I know, it's incredible. But, Anne prods, but things are never going to be the same. Anne thinks about everything she's been trying not to think about. City Hall without her weekly donut extravaganzas. Weekends without 4-hour trips to local Pawnee historical sites. The Parks Department without the wild and grand plans that made the summer worth having. An extreme lack of crazy in her day-to-day life. An extreme lack of Leslie. No, Anne says, I guess they won't be. They sit in silence for a moment. This isn't their last lunch at JJ's. This isn't their last day in Pawnee. It just feels like it. I am going to throw my waffle up, Leslie says. They stand. That makes sense, Anne replies. Shall we run to the bathroom? I think we shall. Anne rubs Leslie's back as she violently ejects 6 waffles from her system. When Leslie's done, Anne keeps rubbing. Oh, Anne, Leslie moans as she presses her forehead against the toilet seat. If I wasn't happily married to Ben and I didn't oppose the devaluation of female friendships by claiming that they somehow become more valid when sex is involved, I would date you and marry you and have little ethnically ambiguous babies with you. Anne just keeps rubbing. You probably shouldn't let your head touch the toilet seat. This is Pawnee. I don't think anyone's cleaned that toilet for a while. Leslie turns up slightly and smiles at Anne. I know, and I bet they never will. Isn't that beautiful? It is a festering bowl of germs that you are rubbing your head on. And that will never change. Leslie Knope is not built for pessimism, Anne thinks. That's probably why she's going to rule the world someday. You are going to be, Anne says, so incredibly, stupidly happy in Washington. Yeah, Leslie says, I totally am, but it won't be half as fun without you with me. Ah, Leslie, Which is why you're visiting every weekend. I've made all the plans. We're going to see the Smithsonian next week. You know the Smithsonian is like 20 museums. Leslie rubs Anne's face with a hand that is hopefully not flecked with vomit, and beams. I know, it's amazing. And as Anne tells Leslie why, no, she can't come to visit Washington every week, and no, she can't come and work there, and the commute would be insane, and that Leslie is going to need to make new friends in Washington, like senators and stuff. And as Anne pulls Leslie to her feet, and they stagger out of the bathroom and pay their check, and as they drive to the first of a million goodbye parties, and as the entire time Leslie drinks Anne in like she's a camel getting ready for a dry spell, and as all this is happening, Anne is just happy. Anne never had a dream she cared enough to achieve. She's happy just being Anne with her small, well-tended life in her small, less well-tended town. But Leslie wants so much, and she's getting it. It's like Anne's own vicarious happy ever after. Which, Anne has to say, seems like it feels about as good as if it were her own. The end.